The final tally reflected the percentage split that had separated the mayoral candidates throughout much of the evening. A little after 10 p.m., with all Anchorage precincts reporting, Sullivan had nearly 29,000 votes to Eric Croft's a little over 21,500. By 9:30, Sullivan was already alternating congratulatory phone calls with reporters' questions at his Millennium Hotel party.
The governor was just calling to congratulate us on a good campaign, and the numbers so far looking as good as they are. And I just see Acting Mayor Matt Klayman just called. Let me call him right back too. I know he'll want to start talking about transition.
The runoff results are scheduled for Anchorage Assembly certification on May 19th. Sullivan will take office on July 1st. As for that transition process?
On Thursday, I told Mayor Klayman I would call him and maybe start mapping out what the next few weeks would look like. And then we're going to meet on Friday for lunch and talk more specifically. There's been a number of people who have offered to help with transition, and we'll start gathering those people together and see if we can't start figuring out what assignments they might be interested in and move forward.
Sullivan attributed the victory to his experience in municipal government, especially his 9 years on the Anchorage Assembly before he reached the mandatory term limit.
I think the public, given the tough economic times we're in and, you know, kind of the uncertainty of what happens next in Anchorage, wanted somebody with experience that they felt comfortable taking the reins of city government and wouldn't be learning on the job. And I think I'm that person, and I think they thought so too.
While Croft has spent the last 2 years as a municipal prosecutor, much of his political career was as a multi-term Anchorage representative in the state legislature. Despite the campaign topics of rising property taxes and city spending, the fiscally conservative Sullivan declined to describe his victory as widespread voter displeasure with his predecessor, now U.S. Senator Mark Begich.
I don't think it's a referendum on the past, though. I don't look backwards.
At his downtown election night party, Croft watched the early returns and reflected on some of the challenges his campaign had faced.
I think Dan has a name that's very well known. He raised a tremendous amount of money, and he had, to some extent, the field, his side of the aisle, if you will, all to himself for a long time. Those were challenges.
Among the original 15-candidate mayoral field in the April 7th election, Croft had faced two other prominent progressive hopefuls, Anchorage Assembly members Sheila Selkraig and Matt Klayman, who is currently serving as the acting mayor. During both the regular and runoff elections, Croft campaigned strongly against a city sales tax. He said, win or lose, he felt some of his other proposals would also impact future municipal politics.
I think people are going to start to demand that more of their home be exempt, that the property tax relief on the homeowner. I think people are going to demand that there be more independence of the assessment review process so they get a fair review. I think people are going to demand that there be more reforms in the small business permitting. So we think we put ideas out that whoever the next mayor is, they're going to have to address, and I think the people are going to demand some solutions from.
Although Dan Sullivan's father, George, served 14 years as mayor of both the city and then municipality of Anchorage, the younger Sullivan says it was actually his three assembly terms that whetted his desire for the city's highest elected office.
When you're on the assembly, and sometimes you're frustrated because as one of 11, you can't get things done you'd like, and you see that the mayor's position is able to get a lot of things done, you kind of think, if I really want to help my city, you probably need to do it from the top.
Of course, if the mayor's position contains more power, it may also bring its own political and administrative frustration as Sullivan leads Anchorage through the next 3 years. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.